And this being so, both are united in the manifestation of anything the individual asks, creates by thinking. If the thinking on the part of the individual is lame, then the production must be the same, for in reality we are what we think. So we have seen already clearly that the universal self and the individual self are one. There can be no separation between them. And being so, both are united in the manifestation of anything the individual asks. The Father does the work. If the thinking part of the individual is lame, then the production must be the same, for we are what we think. The wonderful truth is this, that the individual is the means through which the infinite expresses himself. Being so, the individual becomes active first. Then the universal becomes active while the individual becomes passive, and the Father does the work. If you can realize what I am telling you, you will see the tremendous power that exists when you understand this.